Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I'm a little late, sorry. Yesterday was one of those days where you're swimming up a stream. felt like a trout. Sorry, a salmon. You know those salmons are trying to swim upstream so they can spawn. I'm not trying to spawn, please don't misinterpret that. My spawning days are done. I'm not bringing any more life into this shithole to be turned into a slave to wear a mask to serve Moloch. Those days are done. But it was one of those days that no matter what you did, you just couldn't get caught up. I'm about 160 emails behind now. it's like, holy jumping. Anyway, I'm talking about current events going on now. Well, not current, but events going on as well in Canada. There'll be a post there with the lawsuit that is being expressed in Ontario and the federal government. You may want to take a look at that. And if you're living in other countries and you're listening to the program, you may want to use this as a guideline to sue the living shit out of your governments and put things back into perspective. We are in an uphill battle. And the biggest part of the uphill battle is the COVIDiots. And the COVIDiots, people that actually believe in the COVID and are idiots. COVIDiots. These are COVIDiots. Situation happened to my son yesterday. He was downtown in Windsor, Ontario, down on Goyou. And there's a Tim Hortons there. And he had a visor on, and the guy wouldn't serve him because he had the visor. So my son then spit in the visor and said, "Oh, look, it works. It blocks." Anyway, he's going back down there today, and he's going to raise some shit about something there. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but point I'm trying to get across is, if you run into a COVIDiot, ask them for their name and their position in the store, and then ask to see the manager. Get the information, and then tell them that you're going to litigate against them because they're violating your human rights. In Canada, in Ontario, you have three exemptions for not wearing a mask. Health reasons, if you've got a religious belief systems, which if you're a believer in Jesus, you shouldn't be wearing a mask anyway, because the mask represents a worshiping of Baal and Moloch, and that you're following that god. So if you are a believer, you need to take the effing thing off. If you believe in a living God, a singularity, one God, there's a saying I use in the Semitic tongue I speak, Allah wihet mem shihor. In other words, there's only one God, no other. If you believe that, then you don't need a mask. I've been contacted by people in Saudi Arabia. Apparently, they don't have any rights to, protest. I told a guy that he needs to educate people in his area and form some kind of a movement there. It has to be done either through an underground or whatever. And you know what? We're coming to that too. This battle is going to go on until the Bill Gates and the Soros and the Zionists, the Jesuits, the Rothschilds, the Freemasons are put behind bars or eliminated from this planet. This will never cease. This battle has been waging since the dawn of man's inception. The moment we were put on this shithole, this toilet bowl of a planet, war was waged against us. And when we're looking at the things that have been done to us, our genetic code being altered, our chromosome codes being altered, it's horrendous what has been done to us over decades and millennia and centuries of events that have changed our through epigenetics. And this has all been done through epigenetics. Epigenetics, for those who don't know what that means, is basically anything that you can be exposed to that can alter your genetic code. Our biometrics are not what they were or what they should have been. Our evolution has been sidetracked as a result of this exposure to epigenetics. So now the things that we should have achieved and have accomplished in our own evolution has been stunted. We have been led around in a circle to continually being led by demonic serpents, Luciferans, fallen angels, intergalactic aliens, whatever you want to call them. One and the same thing. The semantics that they've used today have created the divisions that we have. But if we actually all look at all these different semantics or the different terms that we're using, we're all saying the same thing. We're on a shithole being controlled by assholes that are destroying the planet and us with it. This is what it all boils down to. It's the same basic salt of the earth language. It's what it is. It's what it is. And we cannot continue to avoid looking at this. The COVIDiots that we got running around today don't even know they're being led by their noses. And like I said, I was talking about, you know, the kooks in Kingsville giving up their Bibles. I mean, you got to be kidding me. In these times, the events that are going to that are happening and coming down, you're going to need God more than you've ever needed God. God doesn't need us. You know, he loves us and he cares for us, and he sent his son so that he could die and be raised from the dead for us. I mean, nobody comes down, nobody leaves their throne to take a beating that he took on our behalf. So he's there to again, gave us the door to go through. But if you're so eager, ready to throw away his word, you know what? You're foobard. End of story. I'm not going to miss words here. You're foobard. You know, you're done. You're done like dinner. When it comes to the fiery pit and when it comes to the lake of fire, you'll be joining your gods. You'll be joining these demons. You'll be joining these fallen angels. You'll be joining these aliens. You'll be joining them, you know, having your genitals barbecued. You know, it'll be a hot time, I'll tell you. And you'll be a part of that. You'll be part of that. You know, and I'm not one to cause a fear-mongering thing about hell, but you know what? You will be part of that. If you actually read what it says in the book about how all these demons will be thrown in a lake of fire, and if you've ever read the book of Enoch, when Enoch has approached the Lord of Hosts, which was Jesus, you'll see that he says that there are special places in hell for these demons and for these fallen angels, for what they've done to the planet. Guess what? You'll be with them. Congratulations. Not too bright. So anyway, it's again, I'm not one of those guys that turn or burn guys. I'm just specifying the facts. If you follow whatever path, for lack of better words, because that's a real stupid thing, but whatever path you're following has a repercussion to it. There's repercussions to even following Christ. The fact is, you may have to stand up for your beliefs. You may be mocked, you may be whatever, you know, put down as a whatever. Hold your ground. Just hold your ground. Don't let these COVIDiots, you know, sway you. Hold your ground. Matter of fact, you should be telling them, take off the mask. Are you an idiot? Are you a COVIDiot? Take off the mask. You don't need the mask, you know. I always say, if you can smell your own shit, you can't, with the mask on, you can, guess what? It's not working. That's simple. You fart and shit comes out, you know, not shit, but the smell of shit comes out, and you can smell that through your mask. Guess what? It don't work. That simple. Might be crude, salt of the earth language, but you know what? You need to hear it that way. Because, I mean, sobriety and awareness and observation skills obviously don't work. Most of you, you got to be told, if you can smell your own shit through a mask, it doesn't work. You know, you got to be told that way, obviously. And you know what? I'm telling it to you that way, so you get it. So there's no excuse now. Okay, I am talking down at your level, you know, your level. This is your level of mentality, because obviously if someone tries to talk to you on an intellectual level or a level of common sense, that you don't hear. Which is okay, I get that. I grew up in the ghetto, so I know how, I understand the linguistics that are required to get through these people in certain environments. I do get it, you know. Down in the South, you got to talk like a Southerner. How y'all doing? You know, that kind of thing. And then you got to be able to communicate them and convey the message. That's cool, and I have no problem with that. I really don't have an issue with that. You know, I can talk either way. Either way, you know, I prefer to keep it simple. This way there's no misunderstanding what I'm saying. But anyway, getting back to Ontario, the lawsuit is there, and look at it, get ideas, and start using these concepts that we're doing here so that we can fight this thing. And if anything, win, lose, or draw, you'll then see who's the real deal, who's the real McCoy. And you'll be able to associate with people that are genuine, have a genuinity to them, so that you're not going to be, you know, hanging around with the wrong crowd. I don't want to hang around with a person that's wearing a mask, to be honest with you. If they're that stupid, I don't want it to rub off. That's how I see it. You know, I may be alone, but you know what? I'm okay with being alone. I have no problem. I've been alone most of my life anyway, so I've been a loner, and I have, you know, done whatever I've done as a, you know, with people or without people. I can go either way. It's better that I am alone because I get more done. I'm not then concerned about, you know, idiosyncrasies and distractions that I don't really need to be a part of. You know, what happens is everyone gets caught up in the COVIDiacy of fear. And then what happens? Everyone starts basing everything on an irrational concepts that aren't even real or have any validity. There is no proof that COVID even exists. There's no genetic marker for it. There's nothing. Okay? And it, like I said, the powers of observation, like I said, the kooks in the county here, the loons in the county here, the loons in Leamington, the kooks in Kingsville, and the kooks in Chatham. You got a nurse there, like I said, that I think just didn't get enough nipple when she was growing up as a child, so now she's looking for attention. Wanting to put people in a mask in Chatham for what? By now, we have all have herd immunity. We would have all been exposed by now. If you've gone to grocery shopping, if you've gone to any kind of box store, Walmarts, Costco's, whatever, Kmart's, Sears, if you have them still, you would have been exposed. You know, you go into a store and you come out and you're coughing. That's because they're fumigating and releasing something through the ventilation system. Start using your head. Start looking at things. Start paying attention to these small little things around you. Don't assume nothing. Don't believe nothing your political parties are telling you. They're all liars. Every bloody one of them are liars. They've all been bribed. They've all been bribed by Bill Gates. They've all been bribed, like I said, a meeting in the Greater Toronto Area, and they had Bill Gates sitting in a meeting. Are you freaking kidding me? And then afterwards, they're implementing mask rules? What kind of bullshit is that? Every one of those freaking mayors should have been removed from power. You know, conflict of interest. They got bribed. Now you're wearing a mask. That's the only reason why you're wearing a mask. I had a conversation yesterday. I was at the drugstore where I'm at in Windsor. You have to go to the drugstore to do any kind of postal work. So anyway, I shipped out my shipment yesterday, and I'm talking to this guy in line. So we're talking because he sees I don't wear a mask. I got my exemption form. We're talking. So I mentioned to him that, you know, this is following the Moloch and Baal, and that this is part of the Chinese communist movement to get people in a position where they're seen and not heard. And talk to him about how the masks are absolutely useless. They offer absolutely no protection whatsoever. Zero. Nothing. Nada. And we had a conversation going for about 10 minutes, actually. I was really surprised. It was a millennial. Can you imagine that? A millennial. See, God has a sense of humor. He's sending millennials my way. So I got to kind of hold back now. And I can't categorize all the millennials as dumb, which I don't do, really. I really don't do that. I do say millennials are stupid, but I also say it's not their fault. A lot of it's because they've been trained to follow a frame of reference that isn't accurate. Again, another misleading, misguided, just like they did to us. I was watching a Star Trek show, and Kirk, McCoy, and it's the old Star Trek, and Sulu go down this planet, and this woman appears out of nowhere, and when she touches them, she basically jacks into their chromosome code and kills them. And I looked at this, and I couldn't believe this. We're talking 1967, 1968 here. I couldn't find the name of the thing. I was looking for it, but they called it something else. Anyway, this is 1967, and they're talking about artificial intelligence producing a hologram that could target your chromosome code and take you out. This is extremely advanced for 1967. So what the hell did they know, and where the hell did they get that information from? Who gave them that insight? Because now when I looked at that, I thought, well, the transhuman thing is a joke. There wasn't going to be a transhuman anything. The AI is going to be able to form its own constructs through nanotechnology and nanobiology and be able to create whatever it wants to create to target whoever it wants to target. These loons, these scientists, these morons don't realize the AI is running the whole show, and the AI they think they control, that to me is unbelievable, that they actually believe that they can control a machine that can work on a quantum level, going and doing quantum computing. And they think they can restrain a machine that can do 50 million computations per quantasecond. Quantasecond. We're talking, you know, quintillions of a second. I mean, there's no way we could comprehend the scope of the speed. Like I said, we do 400,000 computations per nanosecond. This thing does something like 1,000 or 10,000 times faster than what we can function. Might even be 100 times faster. So it's running the planet. So when I saw that, I was just completely amazed at the whole construct. And then I was watching the other one, The Generations, and where Data met his brother Lore. Well, this is a synthetic man, an artificial man, and they had produced an android or a mandroid-like device that could completely integrate with men and women and respond accordingly. You know, the one was more machine-like, the one was more irrational. Even the way they communicated, one used slang, one didn't. And I thought, this is the perfect killing machine. They have infiltrated this into our network. We have not evolved one iota. Not one. This was a clear indication that the artificial intelligence is not going to use transhumans. Transhumanism is too unreliable. Too unreliable. Something can go wrong with the DNA. Something can go wrong with the genetics. Something can go wrong even with if the person still is able to retain their mental faculties, then you have a battle between man and machine inside the machine. Too complicated. Easier for a construct to be able to form a construct and program it to do whatever you want it to do, and it can be done, and it can disappear in a second. The thing that got me on this was when it disappeared, it actually folded in and disappeared. That's nanotechnology. All nanotechnology. This was, like I said, 1967, so this has been going on for quite some time. So people are always contacting me and writing to me about what to do about a vaccine. What am I going to do if they force a vaccine on me? Say no. This is going to come right down to the point where we're going to see who's got the brass tacks and who don't. Everybody's going to be afraid, for sure. There is no doubt about it. But the perspective has to be that you're in a shithole. You are in a toilet bowl. You're not in where you're supposed to be. We are supposed to be elevated to a state of godhood, being with God. Or God-like, if you will. Okay. According to the Bible, you're going to have a perfected body. Doesn't wear out, doesn't grow old, and it's going to be brand new, has to be brand new, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, because our flesh and our blood has been completely violated by this technology. We've been possessed, if you will, in a manner of speaking. When the genetically modified foods were introduced, Monsanto made a proclamation that, technically speaking, because we were eating the genetically modified foods, that we're technically property of Monsanto. It's a lot of bullshit, but that's what they proposed because of copyright. And when the lawyers were fighting for Percy Schmeiser, they said that the laws have interpreted that the copyright law superseded the laws of the land. How in the bloody hell could that possibly happen? Because it was allowed to happen. That's all bullshit. The law of the land is the supreme law. Constitutional law is the supreme law of Canada and the United States and any other democracies, New Zealand and Australia. So if constitutional law is the law of the land, then no patent law could supersede it. But it was allowed to happen because nobody was paying attention. And if those stupid farmers in Saskatchewan was with Percy Schmeiser, Monsanto would have been put out of business from the word get go. Here we are today in this catastrophe that we're in, and now Bayer has got GMO soy coming into Europe. Like, imagine that. Europeans are going to be now eating soy. Something that we never ate before. I'm European descent. Okay, I don't eat soy. That's not my genetic code to eat that shit. Okay, but now they're going to force Europeans to eat soy. Oh, soy. Oh, what joy. Turn a boy into a woman. You know, turn a woman into a boy. This is what they're going to do. You know, I saw something yesterday too, a commercial about women using this device to remove facial hair from their face. They're actually shaving with this little miniature rotary blade device. It looks like a lipstick container. And they're all saying, oh, I'm so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. They don't realize that once they start shaving that thing's going to, if you don't shave it, it's going to come back like a mop. But anyway, I saw this and I thought, well, what do you know? They're basically saying that the women have become more masculinated than before. They're not as feminine as they were. So now we got women now growing facial hair. That means they've got a testosterone imbalance going on inside their bodies. Wonder where that came from. Imagine that. Honey, you got more facial hair than I do. Wow. Look at the mustache you got. How sexy. Woo-hoo. Look at that beard you got going. And I get it. Some women do have facial hair. You know, and like that. And everybody's got hairs. I mean, men and women both. You know, some are a little bit hairier than others. It's just, that's just the genetics or the epigenetics, you know, environmental genetics that, again, would have caused the imbalance. So, like I said, you know, when I watch these products and the programs that are emitting these products, I have to laugh sometimes because I'm seeing things from a whole different perspective, what's really going on and what they're advertising. See, they're hitting women, and they've always hit women with vanity. Oh, this is going to make you look younger. Oh, look at your skin. You look like you're 20 years younger. Oh, we put this war paint on your face, and now men are just going to come after you. You're going to be able to hunt them, you know, one or the other. But now you've got war paint on. Ooh, go get them. That kind of thing. Not realizing that the war paint they're putting on, when I mean war paint, you know, the mascara and the multicolored layers on their faces and their lipstick, that's war paint. You know, this is how they're on the hunt. You know, they've got all this war paint on. Look out, guys. Hang on to your wallet. They're going to schmoozle you out of it. Anyway, all that stuff they're putting on is all nano going into the brain. All of it. And it bypasses the epidermis and goes right in. And then starts jacking into the brain. And then women then start to wonder why they had these migraine headaches. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something about women. Tell you something to the women, not about women. I'm not going to tell you anything about women. But you women would be far better off not wearing any makeup and being yourselves, honestly. You know, you don't need it, to be honest with you. Guys are going to fall for you one way or another. You don't need to put the war paint on. The last thing a guy needs is a woman that's unstable because of metals in the head, you know. That kind of instability can frighten anybody away, really, when you start talking aluminum and strontium and titanium and what's the other one? There's titanium, aluminum, and there's another metal they put in there. But, I mean, you got to be careful with the makeup that you're wearing because a lot of those are toxic metals that, okay, they put nice color on your face, iron oxides and all, but that goes right into your head. Okay, and then you get jacked in by artificial intelligence and start hearing all kinds of frequencies, downloads, and all kinds of things, and you're wondering what the hell's going on in your head. Like I said, getting back to the vaccines, Okay, if you think you're going to be able to stop a vaccine that they're going to create that's going to have tiny little robots, tiny little machines that have programs in them, you're sadly mistaken. Unless you can get yourself hit with a high-powered EMP at the time of the injections, there's no way you're going to stop that from integrating into your DNA. It'll be almost instantaneous. Almost. In other words, the moment they put that needle in, the first drop that comes out of that needle will already have jacked into your DNA. This is why I'm saying that we're going to have to, there's going to be battle lines drawn on this. If you got the COVIDiots now wanting everybody to wear a mask because they're afraid of a boogeyman that doesn't exist, can you imagine these same COVIDiots are going to be begging for that needle? Please stick that in my arse. Jack that into me. I want to be protected. Imagine that. They will fight you tooth and nail. And don't kid yourself, the family members and close friends that you have today, if they're part of this COVIDiocy that's going on, they will be the first ones to line up to get that needle, and they'll be the first ones to betray you. They'll be the first ones to say, oh, my cousin didn't want to take the shot. I think something's wrong with him or her. My dad didn't take the shot. Oh, I think something might be wrong with him mentally. Why wouldn't he take the shot? Why wouldn't he want the protection? Because the COVIDiots don't read. If you got COVIDiots, they're ready to blame God and give away their Bibles and take away any hope of help that might come from above. Then imagine when they propagate this on the television. Oh, we got the needle. We figured it out. We did it. We broke a record. Oh, look, it only took us a year to do this. Vaccines take 10 to 20 years. 10 to 20 years. The 5-year vaccine they made with the SARS didn't work. It just caused a lot of death and discomfort to people. And you watch, the COVIDiots are going to run to get that needle. And then when they start dropping dead because it didn't match their DNA properly, or it caused a shutdown in the DNA, or it caused mitochondrial destruction, or neuron destruction, brain damage. We're already seeing the brain damage now with the young children with autism. The reason why they wanted children vaccinated wasn't because they wanted to protect your child. It was so they could experiment on these drugs. Experiment on the methodology of the vaccines, you know, real test subjects, men and women, but children, because the vaccines then would be more susceptible to get into their system, and they can study the vaccines better. That's why the autism occurrences occurred. They were testing these things on the general population. Nobody picked up on that. Why were so many children deformed and defective? Because of the vaccine. Look what Bill Gates has done. The guy's a butcher. But he's got to be working for the military-industrial complex, because that's the only reason why he's walking around. He maimed 400,000 East Indians. He maimed, I think, about the same amount of number of Africans. You know, this guy really has something against, you know, we're talking about Black Lives Matter. He doesn't, you know, African lives matter. So do East Indian lives. Don't they matter? Apparently not. Not to him, anyway. Or his pharmaceutical companies that he has stock in. You know, and he put viruses in people, perfectly healthy people. He violated with a virus, just like his computers. You know, same shit. This is somebody that isn't to be trusted, but yet the mayors of Ontario sit in meetings with Bill Gates, who has absolutely no authority on anything. He's got money, and so basically they will kiss his ass and basically blow him for a dollar. That's basically what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to, and again, it's salt of the earth language, but that's what it is. You know, they basically will, and guess what? You have been sold down the river. You know, they don't care about you. They don't care. These mayors are so short-sighted. They don't realize that if you destroy your population in your community, there's less tax dollars for them to utilize to run their communities, and guess what? They don't get paid, but Bill Gates will subsidize them. This is what they think. They need something from Silly Billy. Oh, Silly Billy, he's got money. Silly Billy's got no brains, but he's got money. We will kiss his ass so we can get more money. That's the way it rolls. I mean, he went to our prime minister, for crying out loud. Now, I was watching Parliament the other day. Now they're going after Trudeau for another scandal, fourth one. How many more scandals is Canada going to be able to tolerate from this guy with all the money that he's been stealing from companies and corporations and getting bribes and kickbacks from all these different things? Total conflict of interest, no ethics, no ethical value, no moral value. You know, and again, this is a show for a distraction so they can distract everybody away from the agenda at hand. He wasn't wearing a mask in the Commons. Neither was the Progressive Conservative. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? They're not wearing a mask. They got social distancing because they got to walk across the aisleway there. But even the House of Commons director wasn't wearing a mask either. What is that saying? What is that saying? Ba-boom. The boogeyman doesn't exist. Ba-boom. They're lying to you. Ba-boom. They're making money and you're paying for it. Ba-boom. You know, ba-boom. The COVIDiots. The COVIDiots. Here we are in the land of COVIDiots. You know, it's going to come to a point in time that the biblical reference of don't cast your pearls before swine lest they trample upon them, it's going to come to the point in time that telling people the truth about anything, they're not going to listen and they're not going to even take the time to do the research. In fact, all they'll do is scoff, insult, and mock. If it comes to that point, don't bother wasting your time with these people any longer. It's pointless. They're done. You know, it's pointless. They're done. You can pray to, you know, all you want. Maybe God will be compassionate. Maybe he won't. You know, but if they're at that point where they've completely turned over into the mainstream mantra that's going on, then don't waste your time. You know, don't waste your time. Help each other. Those of you who are awake, try to help each other, encourage each other, and maintain your status on standing up for the truth. Because if you're in numbers and you're together, it kind of reinforces each other's when you're talking. I was talking to a guy in the drugstore, and just basically telling him what was going on. He was wearing a different type of mask. He was actually wearing one of the more appropriate masks, but I told him even the mask he was wearing was only good for 2 hours. I think he freaked out a little bit because of the information I had. And so I explained to him about the mask the other person was wearing, how it releases about 7 different toxic chemicals, and that when you go into a store that's using bleach to clean everything, releasing chlorine gas into the air, it's causing more damage to the respiratory system and interacting with the chemicals that are already there. So like I said, this is the perfect assassination weapon that has been ever designed to kill the population. Let the population kill themselves. We'll tell them some bullshit story. They'll believe it because they're stupid, the COVIDiots, and they'll put on the mask. And then we'll tell them, and we'll make it even stylish. We'll make it even so that it looks so cool to wear a mask. Oh, you look so cool. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, you know. We're going to have fun. I'm going to tell you, I always tell it to my friends, you know, when we see what's going on and I see the bullshit coming down the pipe, and I always tell everybody, we're going to have fun. We're really going to have a lot of fun. See, once people start dying and dropping off because of oxygen deprivation, nitrogen overload, chemicals releases from these masks, they're going to blame COVID again. We're going to see this epidemic occur in huge numbers because the loons and the idiots are loading their bodies up with toxins. And more information is coming out that viruses really don't exist. What was interpreted as a virus was actually our own exosomes, which are toxins that the body produces, that our body builds to release out of our bodies. they're trapping these exosomes inside the body. So what winds up happening is you get overloaded with toxins. And then you start getting headaches. You start having respiratory issues. You start having digestive issues. You start having body aches. You start having a lethargy in the brain. In other words, you're dull-witted or you're dim-witted, meaning that your brain has been dimmed down or dulled down so you can't think. This is what they've done. And we're going to see this in record numbers. Then all it's going to take is a frequency, hit them in the head with a VK2 thought of some kind or some other or whatever direct link to the brain that you'll have. And the control will be on. You know, we were talking years ago about the zombie apocalypse. People will have be zombified. And they'll be deformed. Well, the nano will do that as well. The nano is going to break down, is breaking down the genetic code, breaking down the mitochondria, the cells, the tissues, the skeletal structure. It's using your body to construct something different. The method that's going on with that, which has been ongoing forever, historically, it's. I've seen the reality of it starting in the 60s, and some have told me that it actually was going on even in the 20s, and I believe that. I do believe that this was already happening to people way back even before this. But in the 60s, and again, I'm referring to, again, those of us in our generation and the generations after us have been all highly exposed to this technology. And there's a link there as well that further explains that some of these things may have been already put out there once, but I'm doing it again primarily because a lot of people ask me questions all the time. And some of the questions have already been answered through these shows. So I put these links up again sometimes so that they can go get the links and read them. Some it overwhelms. I was talking to a friend of mine. And she was telling me that a woman wanted to get pregnant. She was in her late 30s. I said, well, the later you are, the harder it is to bear a child because the joints don't move that easy. I told her what she could take, but I also explained to her that, okay, because the uterus is lined up with nanoparticles, nanoprogramming, and the seed is loaded up with nanoprogramming, and the egg is loaded up with nanoprogramming, I don't know what you're going to produce. I have no idea what is going to be, happening. And so she told her friend this, and it devastated her. But she realized that what I said was true. She understood it. I got a 3-year-old nephew, okay, and he can operate that cell phone like a pro. Can't read, can't write, but he can operate that cell phone. That cell phone is communicating with the nanotechnology inside his body, showing him how to operate that network. An AI network is telling my nephew how to operate that phone. Don't think your kids are smarter today because they can operate a cell phone. That's not because they're smarter. That's because they're more controlled, and they're controlled now at a younger age. And giving a child a cell phone, in my humblest opinion, is it's got to be the dumbest bloody thing ever. Getting them already jacked in with hardware like this, in my humblest opinion, is the dumbest thing ever. Why would you want your children being controlled by machines is beyond me. It was bad enough my generation. They used television and radio using MKUltra techniques to program us with that bullshit. Now it's more sophisticated. It's done so subtly and so underhandedly. That you cannot, you would never suspect it. Never suspect it. I got people telling me now they're getting away from their Androids. Oh, like I told you, I had a client contact me from Quebec, a young millennial. So he bought a new Android, and he said he couldn't put the effing thing down. He said, I can't put the effing thing down. He says, as soon as I put it down, I got to pick it up again. Jacked into the DNA. That quick. I got other people now telling me they're going back to the old school and they're buying these old flip phones, 2G flip phones, which would be far safer and shouldn't jack into the DNA. You can shut it off and put it away. Because we got this. If you got a phone and you feel this compulsion that somebody's trying to call you all the time, that's the AI signaling you all the time to making sure that you're staying connected by contacting you. Take the phone, take your cell phone, and put in one of those pouches that block frequencies and see what happens. See what happens. It will be screaming to connect with you, but it won't be able to transmit the signal. You might actually feel some peace and quiet. Imagine that. Imagine that. Anyway, I'm going to let it go at here. You know, I'm always telling you, check out the site, check out the links, check out the people on board. You know, you got Shai in Israel, you got Yanni in Europe, you got Sherry, Three Hearts Church down in U.S., you got Brian out in Western Canada, you got me out here in Eastern and Central Canada, actually Eastern. So again, you know, help them out any way you can, send them whatever donation you can. If you don't got no money, that's fine. Spread the word, share the word. You ain't, you know, just help people understand or get to understand what's going on. I have no idea who listens to my programs. I know they're all over the world. That much I do know. But it's important, like I said, we get the information out. And those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those are the ones that need support and need to be reaffirmed and maintained. It's hard to face some of this shit. It gets depressing as hell to go outside and to be around people that are this stupid. You know, it's like, it's a painful experience actually to be outdoors around people. I am seeing more and more people, though, I gotta tell you, are not wearing a mask, or they're wearing it half-ass. They're fed up with it. And I think you're gonna probably see more and more of that. Now, for those kooks in Kingsville, and those loons in Leamington, and that crazy kooky nurse in Chatham, I have some advice for you. Grow a brain. Use your powers of observation. Check the hospitals to see if the numbers are going up. Because if the numbers are going up, the hospitals should be getting more and more filled. If they're not getting more and more filled, then guess what? You've been had. Totally had. Quit listening to the television media, the fake news, NBC, CBC, CBS, ABC. This is the fake news channel. Has been propagating nothing but fake news. And if you haven't figured it out yet, the news is lopsided on this thing. Never and ever before have we had such a one-sided perspective on what's going on. Why is it you have to get the real news from the internet and from all over the world? If you're just watching television, do yourself a favor. Disconnect the television before you completely become disconnected by the television. That would be my suggestion to anybody, anywhere, every place. You want to stop COVID or COVIDiocy? Turn off the TV. Unplug it. Okay. Do not access the news media. They lie. They've always lied. They've never told us the truth. They're nothing but a propagation machine for the government so that the government can get whatever they want across and conveyed so that the program will reach everybody. You don't have a television, guess what? If you turn off your television for 1 month, and don't listen to any television or watch any television, don't listen to any news channels, nothing, and then you start walking around, you will observe people in a whole different light. You'll begin to become aware of the level of lunacy that you're seeing around you. You will not be able to believe your eyes. And at that point, you'll be able to understand that what television is doing to you is programming with so much shit that you can't see the obvious. It is basically put a blanket over reality, and all you see is the falsehood. This is what I'm saying. The kooks in Kingsville, the loons in Leamington, grow a brain. Use your brain. God gave you a brain. Well, I hope he did. You know, the space between your ears should be filled with something. Apply it. It might actually get engaged. Disconnect the phone. Disconnect the television. And for a month, if you can. Most of you, I bet, can't do it. And you won't even continue to try. Once you can't do it, you'll give up. That's just how you're built. You're just weak. And like I said before, if anything this stupid was not meant to live, and if you stay this stupid, trust me, they will take you out. FEMA camps are going up all over the place, all over across Canada as well. Talk about that in the next show. You have to understand you are in a war, and it's for keeps. And I've also ascertained that those of us are fighting the mask issues, we will be eventually targeted after they take the other idiots out, because then they'll have the other idiots come after us, basically. Those who comply with the system, and then there are those who won't. This is why I say we need to reaffirm and stay connected and find people, hopefully, within your area in regard to associations and being awakened. Even in your churches, your synagogues, and your temples, just because somebody's going to these places and saying they're worshiping may not be the case either. And you'll be able to judge that by just a simple conversation regarding to COVID and COVIDiocy. If they're part of the COVIDiocy, then be careful who you associate within your fellowship or your congregations, wherever they may be. They will have implemented implants in these areas as well. It's always has been that way. Nothing new, nothing to be more afraid of or more frightened of, but this is the reality of what's going on. This is why I say, always read the Gospels. Always read what Jesus had to say. Don't believe anything that you hear from the pulpit. You don't know if the pulpit's telling you the truth. Read the things for yourself. Read what he had to say. Don't listen to any of these idiot teachers that are proclaimed teachers. Basically, I can maneuver the Bible any way I want, line upon line, like they tell you, depending on how you want to interpret something or how you want to manipulate something. Read it. Read what he had to say. That's the best advice I can give anybody in regarding to the times that are coming. You want to find hope? That's where I'm going to tell you to go look. Don't want to? That's your affair too. Alrighty. I think we'll let go at that. So till the next segment, to your health. And always remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.